Peter?
I wanted to ask you just a question about fulvestrant and the loading dose. And that is, tamoxifen and its metabolites have long half-lives. We don't give loading doses of tamoxifen. What's the clinical evidence that the loading dose actually improves outcome?
John?
First of all, the tamoxifen reaches a steady state at 2 weeks, right? It takes 6 weeks to get out of your system, but it reaches a steady state at 2 weeks, whereas fulvestrant can take up to about 4 to 5 months to reach a steady state. So it is much longer. The second bit of information, I think, which makes people slightly uncomfortable was in the second-line study, fulvestrant was just as good as anastrozole after tamoxifen. In the first-line study, when you look at the intention-to-treat populations, one or two problems with that study. First thing was, although it's a randomised study, there was 10% of people randomised to one option more than the other, and that's never been seen before in a randomised trial of 500 patients, and nobody's quite explained why that was. So it makes you slightly concerned. The randomisation was done right, but there was 10% more people in a 500-600 patient study. The second thing is when you look at the time to progression curve in the intention to treat population, the initial Faslodex arm dropped down much more quickly, and after the first 6 months runs parallel to tamoxifen, right? And so it makes one think that perhaps in that first 6 months that perhaps you haven't got the drug on board. Now the question is, why would you see it in the second line and not in the first line? The first line, not the second line setting. Well, nobody's sure, but you could argue that in the second line setting, some of those patients may have been having a tamoxifen withdrawal effect while you got your levels of Faslodex up, right?
So I would argue that, A, this drug clearly has a dose response curve. Kent's trials showed that the lower dose had to be dropped because it was ineffective. And B, I don't know any drug we use where we don't want to use the right dose. And this is pharmacokinetics. It's clear that the pharmacokinetics of this drug show that if you give the loading dose, you get to what should be acceptable levels faster. And we don't use the loading dose with TAM because they take it every day.
Peter?
Well, I just want to point out there is pharmacokinetics, but there's also actually biological correlates that you can look for in a patient. And they did do early studies with neoadjuvant biopsies in which after a single dose of Faslodex, they saw the estrogen receptor disappear.
That was a different formulation.
Mm-hmm.
It was a short-acting formulation.
That was given daily.
It was not the long-acting dose.
Okay.
The first short-acting formulation was 6 and 18 milligrams. And if you look at that data, it almost obliterates the receptor. When you give the long-acting formulation, even at 250 milligrams, you get a 70% reduction in estrogen receptor. When you look at it out to 6 months, and even at progression, and we presented that data at ASCO, I think, last year, even at 6 months, you still have the receptor there. And at progression, you still have the receptor there too. So Kent's right, 250 does not get rid of the receptor, but at a much higher dose, you can actually get that receptor down lower.
Peter?
I find that the most convincing data. If the biological endpoint's being achieved, that's the point that should be emphasized as the correlate, not the actual drug levels.